Part 5. Academic English. Page 119. A. Listening for the meanings of new words and phrases.
1.
To produce some of these things, nations are constrained by their scarce resources to produce less of other things. This is called a trade-off. And this is at the very heart of economic reality.
2.
One way, this is generally referred to as socialism. It tried to centralize the decision-making by putting it under government control.
3.
For example, economists often use an expression that gets at the essence of costs. There's no such thing as a free lunch. You've all heard that, right? No such thing as a free lunch. By this, they mean that every choice and every decision made by individuals or collectively by nations necessarily involves a give and take.
4.
By contrast, the other way, generally referred to as market capitalism, tried to resolve the dilemma of economic trade-offs by allowing the decisions of millions of buyers and sellers in decentralized and competitive markets to determine resource allocation and distribution.
5.
Under socialism, government planners, often called technocrats, developed elaborate and intricate plans of how the nation's scarce resources would be used. They would decide what would be produced and for whom the output would be used or distributed.
6.
Since most, if not all, of the productive resources of these nations were owned or controlled by the state and not the private sector, the plan was plausible, at least theoretically.
7.
Regardless of their political philosophies or ideologies or the magnitude of their wealth, all nations are constrained by the scarcity of the resources they have to produce a seemingly unlimited amount of things, the necessities and luxuries that people want and need.
8.
The technocrats generally used the nation's scarce resources to produce what consumers wanted and needed. They gave greater priority to so-called strategic output. Industries such as steel, tools, machinery, ships, and national defense systems.
9.
Governments slowly replaced the practice of freely printing money to pay bills with more fiscally sound measures of raising funds through taxation and borrowing.
10.
The transition from one economic system to another occurred as former socialist governments disassembled state bureaucracies and privatized former state enterprises.